2022学年第一学期期末初三年级英语练习题听力部分即将开始。 A. Listen and choose the right picture. 根据你听到的内容选出相应的图片。 1. The boy enjoys listening to music while reading books.
The boy enjoys listening to music while reading books.
2. It's not good to spend too much time playing online games.
It's not good to spend too much time playing online games.
3. The man found it hard to fall asleep after drinking too much coffee.
The man found it hard to fall asleep after drinking too much coffee.
4. Michael took part in the 200-meter race at the school sports day.
Michael took part in the 200-meter race at the school sports day.
5. Sally is good at playing chess.She often plays chess with her brother.
Sally is good at playing chess. She often plays chess with her brother.
B. Listen to the dialogues and choose the best answer to each question you hear. 根据你听到的对话和问题，选出最恰当的答案。6.
Peter,When will our new course start? Is it next Friday?
Not next Friday, but next Wednesday.
Oh, I see. I'd better write it down.
Question. When will the new course start? 请再听一遍。
Peter, when will our new course start? Is it next Friday?
Not next Friday, but next Wednesday.
Oh, I see. I'd better write it down.
Question. When will the new course start? 7.
Are you going to the concert this weekend?
Sure. I love music, and the concert hall is near my apartment.
It's far from my home, and I have to call a taxi.
Question. How will the woman go to the concert? 请再听一遍。
Are you going to the concert this weekend?
Sure, I love music, and the concert hall is near my apartment.
It's far from my home, and I have to call a taxi.
Question. How will the woman go to the concert? 8. The World Cup is very hot these days. Which team do you like best, Jane?
I'm not a football fan. I seldom watch football games. I prefer volleyball.
So does my wife. Question.What's Jane's favorite sport? 请再听一遍。The World Cup is very hot these days. Which team do you like best, Jane?
I'm not a football fan. I seldom watch football games. I prefer volleyball.
So does my wife. Question. What's Jane's favorite sport?9. I need some information for my school project, but I can't find anything useful on the internet.
Library might be a good choice. Shall I go there with you?
You can say that again. Question. Where will the man probably go? 请再听一遍。I need some information for my school project, But I can't find anything useful on the internet.
Library might be a good choice. Shall I go there with you?
You can say that again. Question. Where will the man probably go? 10.
Jimmy, would you like to help me with this maths problem?
I'm still working on that. Maybe Sam can give you a hand. Question. What does Jimmy mean? 请再听一遍。
Jimmy, would you like to help me with this maths problem?
I'm still working on that. Maybe Sam can give you a hand. Question. What does Jimmy mean? C. Listen to the passage and tell whether the following statements are true or false.判断下列句子是否符合你听到的短文内容。符合的用 T 表示，不符合的用 F 表示。Mr. Smith is my new science teacher. He is in his 40s, but he's only been a teacher for 3 years. He is an excellent teacher in the classroom.Though he doesn't have too much teaching experience. He never has any trouble from students, because his lessons are so interesting that no one wants to miss anything he says. He has many ways to make his lessons attractive. In fact, before he was a teacher,He spent more than 20 years working as a research scientist. He worked at a lab in Africa for 2 years. He also took part in some international experiments, so he traveled a lot. He brings all these experiences into the classroom, and...He explains why science is so important in the real world. He loved his job, but he got tired of traveling so much, and he wanted to work regular hours. That's when he made up his mind to become a teacher. It seemed to be the perfect choice to finally follow his dream.I'm so happy he did. He's such a warm and positive person that when you are in his lessons, you don't even feel you are at school. 请再听一遍。
Mr. Smith is my new science teacher. He is in his 40s, but he's only been a teacher for 3 years.He is an excellent teacher in the classroom, though he doesn't have too much teaching experience. He never has any trouble from students, because his lessons are so interesting that no one wants to miss anything he says. He has many ways to make his lessons attractive. In fact, before he was a teacher, he spent more than 20 years working as a research scientist. He worked at a lab in Africa for 2 years. He also took part in some international experiments, so he traveled a lot. He brings all these experiences into the classroom, and he explains why science is so important in the real world. He loved his job,But he got tired of traveling so much, and he wanted to work regular hours. That's when he made up his mind to become a teacher. It seemed to be the perfect choice to finally follow his dream. I'm so happy he did. He is such a warm and positive person that when you're in his lessons, you don't even feel you're at school.
D. Listen to the dialogue and complete the following sentences. 听对话，用听到的单词完成下列句子，每空格先填一词。Hey, Jenny, look at the great clothes the king and the princesses are dressed in the TV show.
It's actually embroidery, which is a traditional skill that has a long history in China. It goes back up to 3,000 years ago.
Wow, so amazing!
I bought a silk scarf last year when I flew to Suzhou in China. Suzhou is famous for its embroidery. The silk scarf has some lively patterns about Suzhou embroidery.
What other traditional Chinese skills do you know?
Paper cutting can be seen in many parts of China.At the Spring Festival. Although it appeared later than embroidery, it is around 1500 years old.
So, paper cutting is also a very old form of art. Tell me more about it, please.
There are many tales about the beginning of paper cutting. One is that it was offered to the god.Another tale is that it began in the 6th century when women used to put cuttings onto their hair at temples. Later, they were used during festivals to decorate the gate. Now, they have become a very popular way of decoration.
Oh, I've seen them on TV.But I've never seen or made a real one.
We can have a try someday. It's fun.
That's great. 请再听一遍。Hey, Jenny, look at the great clothes the king and the princesses are dressed in the TV show.
It's actually embroidery, which is a traditional skill that has a long history in China.It goes back up to 3,000 years ago.
Wow, so amazing!
I bought a silk scarf last year when I flew to Suzhou in China. Suzhou is famous for its embroidery. The silk scarf has some lively patterns about Suzhou embroidery.
What other traditional Chinese skills do you know?
Paper cutting can be seen in many parts of China at the Spring Festival. Although it appeared later than embroidery, it is around 1500 years old.
So, paper cutting is also a very old form of art. Tell me more about it, please.
There are many tales about the beginning of paper cutting.One is that it was offered to the god. Another tale is that it began in the 6th century when women used to put cuttings onto their hair at temples. Later, they were used during festivals to decorate the gate. Now, they have become a very popular way of decoration.
Oh, I've seen them on TV, but I've never seen or made a real one.
We can have a try someday. It's fun.
That's great. 听力到此结束，请考生继续答题。